mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Already Tuesday, the 18th day of January 2005, we'll be live for the next 3 hours, wide open phones throughout the broadcast day, and masses of vital news and information. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. Been an earthquake in the ocean off Japan, a 6+. And they're also panicking down in southern South America because of different seismic reports that they could have a tsunami. And the Earth is definitely in the middle of a, well, let's just say a speeding up cycle where we're having more volcanic, more tectonic, more bizarre weather. Now, the question is, have human beings caused this or exacerbated it, or is this just part of the normal cycle of this planet? Certainly, long before human beings existed, there were even greater calamities that were happening. I think we think a little bit too much of ourselves to always think that it's human beings doing this, though with the case of the tsunami, we do have Defense Department documents admitting that they have these weapons that can cause tsunamis, water weapons, tsunami bombs, as they're called. We know that Secretary of Defense Cohen talked about tectonic weapons back in 1997. We know they introduced a bill in 2001 to restrict these weapons in the Congress that was defeated. But still, we'll get more into that as well. But I didn't spend enough time on this yesterday. I want to spend some more time on it. Iraq anger at abusers' jail term. I thought it was torturers' jail term. Iraqis have reacted angrily to a 10-year sentence imposed on a U.S. soldier for abusing inmates at Abu Ghraib jail near Baghdad. Well, murderers in this country get 4.5 years, so I'd actually say that if you want to judge it according to that, it's a pretty good sentence. Many said Specialist Charles Grainer deserved a harsher punishment for his part in the prison abuse scandal. And it says he was jailed on Saturday and received a dishonorable discharge from the U.S. Army. He said he was only following orders to soften detainees up for questioning, but prosecutors said that Grainer was a sadist. Well, I have no doubt that Mr. Grainer is a sadist. I mean, he walked up to the cameras and said, "We'll see what type of monster I really am." I mean, he looks like a psychopath. But the mafia hires psychopaths to go out and break people's legs. The mafia is just as guilty as when their soldiers go out and squeeze money out of little old ladies. In fact, the capos, the mob bosses, their dons, they get even bigger prison sentences, and rightfully so, than those breaking the fingers and the legs and the arms. And I don't think that even some of our listeners realize what the Army admits. The stuff that's gotten wide circulation and publication is the tip of the iceberg. We're talking about raping and murdering and beating innocent people to death at 32 camps. This all just went public because these fools were stupid enough to think just because they were ordered to do it, they could take photos of it and pass them around like baseball cards, which they've admitted they did. That's the only reason you're hearing about this. So I want to talk about torture, and I would like the listeners to chime in about this, but not just about these cases of torture, but how you hear people out there in the media condoning it, saying it's good. What's happened to us? The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.net, and PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, we'll be right back after this quick break, so please stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. Thank you again for joining us. The toll-free number to get involved on air is 1-800-259-9231. This broadcast is not about left or right. It's about right or wrong. Example of this, I heard a talk show host this morning, national talk show host, talking about the evil liberals that want to drug all of America's school children and how they want to put them on Ritalin and Prozac and how they're a bunch of control freaks. And I thought, man, you're absolutely right. But why aren't you mentioning that George Bush helped ram through and his buddies wrote the New Freedom Initiative that passed a month and a half ago that would forcibly psychologically test every school child and teenager in the country, and then will even start forcibly psychologically testing pregnant women. Everybody gets the social worker visits. The guidelines were written by the drug companies. They openly brag that they'll go from 15% of the children being on drugs, mind-bending drugs, to 50%. And boy, it's going to be a big profitable venture. So again, double think. Think about how hypocritical that is. You know, I'm about stopping these programs, not just talking about, oh, the Democrats are evil all day. Because both parties are run by the same organization, the global crime syndicate known as the New World Order. Here's another example from the other side of the false paradigm. Democrats, oh, Ashcroft is evil. Oh, Alberto Gonzalez is evil. Oh, they're for torture. Oh, they're for the Patriot Act. Oh, my gosh, they're taking all of our freedoms, national ID cards. Bush is butchering the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Oh, the Democrats need to save us. Bill Clinton rammed through the Anti-Terrorism Effective Death Penalty Act that was really Patriot Act 1. Much of what was in the first Patriot Act that passed in 2001 after the attacks was written by Bill Clinton's minions, but they couldn't pass it. The Democrats voted in the House and Senate for Patriot 1 and Patriot 2 and the National ID Card and the Total Information Awareness Network and the TIPS program in greater numbers than Republicans. So see, there's this mental illness out there. It's hard to describe how incredible it is. What the establishment does is it has the Republicans and Democrats go out, that is the leaders of the parties. There's some real fights at the mid and lower levels, but at the higher levels, the campaign chairman and the heads of the committees and the governors, it's really a staged event. They go out and they have a fight over some made-up issue or some wedge issue, some hot-button, balkanizing, divide-and-conquer issue, and we all focus on it like it's a football game and, you know, draw the battle lines and pick which side we're on and go out and, you know, cheer on our party. And meanwhile, both the parties have got the same owner, to use a football analogy. Or here's a racehorse analogy. The mafia owns all the horses. They don't lose. So you think you're betting on different horses. You think there's you know, some type of chance in all of this, and it's all rigged. And so Democrats think that everything will be all right if they just get the Democratic Party back into power. Why, they'll stop all this police state. And the conservatives sit up there on talk radio and go, man, if we just, George Bush is good. He'll deal with the open borders. He'll deal with the gun control. He'll deal with the UN and UNESCO. And he'll deal with, because he has all this rhetoric about how he's for it. You know, how he's for stopping the UN while he actually radically increases their funding. It's good cop, bad cop, ladies and gentlemen. The Democrats play good cop, bad cop. And if you're a Democrat, then the Democrats are the good cop. And if you're a Republican, then the Republicans are the good cop. And the Democrats are the bad cop. Vice versa. There were Roman handbooks written 2,000 years ago, 2,100 years ago. There were British handbooks written. These are published. These have been republished. One of them is The Battle for Gaul by Julius Caesar. Written by Julius Caesar. And you ought to go get that book. And you should go to the library. You should check it out. You should start reading more, folks. I'm not being sardonic or sitting up here on a high horse. You should go read it. We need to get back to that as Americans. And go read how he describes staging fights between different chiefs and acting like he's with one group and another and manipulating and all these staged rhetoric events. Go read Machiavelli's The Prince. He wrote two books, but I suggest The Prince. This is a guy 500 years ago in Italy talking about manipulating people and how politics really operated. And it'll be everything you see today. Everything you see today. So just stop being fooled. Stop being conned. We're going to lose our borders. We're going to lose our sovereignty. We're going to lose our Second Amendment. We're going to be forcibly psychologically tested and forcibly psychologically drugged. It's admitted. They're passing it. They're putting in the national ID card. And they wouldn't tell you about it. It was nowhere in the mainstream media until after they passed it. Now it's in USA Today. Now it's in AP, Reuters, Time, Newsweek. Oh, you didn't know it, but a national ID card was passed. And Now you're going to have to submit to it. And, oh, you didn't know it, but now there's a federal plan to make you all take transponders in your cars at the state level through federal mandates to track and trace what you do. Oh, and you didn't know it, but all these cameras the feds have put up in every town and city in the country, they're scanning your faces and scanning your license plates and tracking you. And, oh, the Total Information Awareness Network really didn't get canceled. We just changed the name and doubled the funding, and we're watching everything you do. We're watching everything but the border and everything but the terrorists that we fund. And now we're going to talk about torture. Iraqi anger and abusers jail term. Let's go ahead and play this BBC clip. I think this says it all. Here it is.
Charles Grainer chose not to take the stand in his trial, but just before sentencing, he did. Speaking for more than 2 hours, he admitted a lot at Abu Ghraib had been wrong.
Oh, there were a lot of things that were wrong.
Inside, Grainer told the jury he'd just done what he was told. When he tried to protest, he said he was told by a senior officer they're in charge, follow their orders. But Grainer was visibly center stage in many of the now notorious pictures of abuse. Prosecutors called him a ringleader, a bully who abused prisoners for sport, for laughs. He was found guilty of multiple counts of assault, including beating detainees and forcing them to perform sexual acts. He's the fifth soldier to be convicted, but the first to plead innocent.
He committed a crime by obeying orders. And he would have committed a crime if he didn't obey orders. So he was doomed either way.
The abuse at Abu Ghraib shocked the world and damaged the reputation of the U.S. military. Critics say the whole administration is tarnished and wants more inquiries going right to the top. But American officials say it was down to rogue individuals like Grainer. They point to the prison terms as proof they've taken the matter seriously and are trying to bring an end to this acutely embarrassing episode. Jill McGivern, BBC News, Washington.
All right, so let me just go over this, and then we'll go to break, and we'll come back and take calls and get into all the other world news that's going on with the economy and the war and more talk of drafts. A national draft, conscription. But don't worry, they're not going to call it a draft. It's going to be called selective service. So if we change the name, we kept our promise, no draft. But the Army's own report, two separate reports, General Tagundu and others, there are 32 camps, not just Abu Ghraib, and they say that 75 to 90% of those at the camps are families or individuals who did not have their papers in order, picked up at checkpoints. The Army's report describes things, and this is on the Associated Press, MSNBC, it's posted on Infowars.com, just type in Army's report on torture, and several different reports will pop up. Things we can't mention on air, but they include raping women in front of their husbands. One of the reports includes raping people's children in front of them, torturing children in front of their parents. Folks, there's no excuse for torturing children, period. I know that on Threat Matrix and 24 and shows like Spooks, a big spy drama show they have in England, we have links to this on Infowars.com, they simulate torturing people's children to get answers to stop terror attacks. Oh, but it's got to be done. Torturing children's good. Again, it's not just happening in the real world. They're also mutating our minds, bathing us, basting us, marinating us in this evil. And, you know, this Grainer guy, this individual was a prison guard. Most of these people were federal prison guards. They've been having this fun for years. I can't tell you how many hundreds of reports I've seen in the years where it's admitted. I can think of three prisons within 40 miles of where I sit where they have admitted that they would videotape mass raping of the women. Where they would film these horrible porno videos, where they would torture people to death, hang people in their cells, just where I live at these prisons. This is going on everywhere. And they were ordered to do it. It's called Operation Copper Green over in Iraq. And Gonzalez's memo is out there public about we're going to torture people right up until death. and if they have organ failure and die, and we didn't mean to do it, then it's not murder. And besides, we're above the law. We can torture people. Folks, they have a program going full bore to train you except torture.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Many people have wondered what has happened to the once great United States of America, why the moral decay that has been taking place within it. The United States has been targeted for overthrow for world government. The United Nations has been established to redistribute the wealth of the world away from the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe. You need to know, as a specific individual citizen of the United States of America, why these things are happening and what you can do about it. We'd like to offer you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call today. Our operators are standing by to take your subscription. It's absolutely free.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Now, when you look at the Democrats and Republicans, from Alan Dershowitz to Homeland Security leader Governor Ridge, they are all saying and doing the exact same things. They're reading off a script. We've got the Secretary of Defense coming out years ago and going, yeah, we're torturing people. And then editorials in the New York Times, time to get out the pliers and the rubber hoses. They tried to sell us on it. Then we saw some of the lighter images. They did not release the thousands of other ones that members of Congress saw of the stuff a thousand times more grisly than what we did witness. And so they're kind of titrating the dose, building it up, building our tolerance level to it, training us that it's okay, that, oh, it's just some fun, just some blowing off some steam. What are people getting so upset about? And then meanwhile, the media is out there in the fiction department promoting these scenarios of torture and all these different dramas. They know exactly what they're doing. So in the middle of all these convictions of people saying, hey, I was ordered to do this. Well, of course they were. The documents have been released. We were ordered to do this by the CIA and private contractors and Army intelligence on record. And they go, well, that's fine. You're still going to be convicted of this. This is like a trial where they send out a mafia soldier to break somebody's legs, as I said earlier, and then it comes out in the newspaper, so the mob boss grabs their soldier and then sits as the judge over them and says, you're bad, and passes judgment on them. It's just so hypocritical. It's off the charts. It's just unspeakable. But meanwhile, in the middle of all this, Governor Ridge comes out and says, hey, torture's needed sometimes, and gives a ridiculous excuse or example of why. You know, somebody's got a nuclear weapon they're about to detonate, and only torture will get the information. Maybe torture's good. Well, I saw those type of arguments in law enforcement magazines before 9/11. There's one magazine, the Firearms and Weapons of Law Enforcement, an April issue back in, 2000? Anthrax is going to be released. Thousands will die only by torturing. Can you get the answers? Torture is good. You know, all of this being promoted. It's the same agenda, the same little moral games that they play, where situational ethics, which they have in the public schools now for the last 30 years, where they play spaceship or lifeboat or desert island. Why, there's only enough resources on the life raft for 10 people, but there's 20 people in the class that represents the lifeboat. 10 of you have to die. Now let's decide who's needed. We need a policeman. We need a this and a that. Oh, we don't need these people. They're going to have to die. So see, this is being introduced into our minds. We're being taught just how to be sickos, folks. They're changing our morals, reaching into our minds, twisting them. And there's a worse clip I found on the web of Limbaugh. For some reason, we can't pull that up on the computer, where he actually just said, so what, this is war, it's good. But here's one clip where he likens the stuff at Abu Ghraib to just a college fraternity. Yes, they even release photos of people beaten to death. Beaten to death. At Abu Ghraib, they admit that they sodomize people with large devices dripping with battery acid. That's in the Army report. So that's having a little fun. So next time a serial killer grabs a woman off the street and does this to her, I guess he should just go to the court and say, hey, I was just having some fun blowing off some steam. Or I guess Joseph Mengele was blowing off some steam in the Nazi death camps. Here's that clip.
Psychologically wrong with that. It's not the act so much. It was like a college fraternity prank to stack up naked.
Exactly my point. This is no different than what happens at the Skull and Bones initiation, and we're going to ruin people's lives over it, and we're going to hamper our military effort, and then we are going to really hammer them because they had a good time. You know, these people are being fired at every day. I'm talking about people having a good time. These people, you ever heard of emotional release? You ever heard of need to blow some steam off?
You know, I actually agree with that. They are blowing off steam. When we get back, we'll play the clip off of PBS where a family is caught stealing 3 sticks of wood off the side of a road. That's not allowed. And, by the way, the UN has announced that in Iraq and all these third world countries, there's going to be a 50% tax, this is out of the Associated Press, on GDP paid to the UN. So again, everything belongs to them. But I want to play having a good time. They machine gun the vehicle, laugh about it, then run over it with a tank. By the way, they'll all be coming back and becoming your police officer. And see, this will be the mindset. We just dole out the punishment for taking sticks of wood to cook your dinner. This is part of the new freedom. The Romans weren't even this brutal. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Valentine of True Health, and let me tell you, I found something that really can be true health for all of you. I use it. In fact, everybody in my family now uses it. It's called the Sacral Wedgie, and it is a device that was invented by a football coach to help his athletes. And what it is, it's a wedge device, just a small one, that you put underneath your sacrum, and then you get down on it. You put your weight down on it on the floor, and you let gravity do the work. I mean, you talk about back pains going away, chiropractors go away. You don't need them anymore. You got to give it a try. So I suggest you take a look at the website, sacrowedgie.com. You can call toll-free, 1-800-737-9295, and get all the information you need. 1-800-737-9295, or go to the website, sacrowedgie.com.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So, more than just talking about torture and how it's being promoted and how it's being engaged in these prisons all over America, then there's the line of, ah, there are a bunch of killers in the prisons, torture them. Well, wait a minute, they admit that over 65% of people in prison are nonviolent. And they're criminalizing everything. The Cato Institute's talked about that. Got a new book out. Straight to Jail. The criminalization of everything. They're criminalizing everything, ladies and gentlemen. You sell a gallon of milk to somebody on a criminal or terrorist watch list, you get 5 years in prison, $1 million fine. That's the minimum, by the way. This is the type of stuff that's in the Patriot Act. You think I'm joking? That was in, what was it? Sacramento Bee like a week ago. We covered it on air, where businesses are shutting down all over the country because they've read the law. Just type Patriot Act compliance into a search engine. You'll get hundreds of thousands of links. The point is total surveillance, total control. And people say, well, this is just for those Arab terrorists, those subhumans. I actually hear them say, subhuman, subhuman. They're animals, they're animals, they're animals, they're animals. They're animals. They're animals. They're animals. They're animals. Folks, a lot of the people in the Arab countries didn't ever hate America. They certainly didn't in Iraq during the 1980s when they were our big ally and, you know, had all the radio stations playing rock and roll music, and they left Christians alone in the country. But our government put Saddam in, had him invade a bunch of countries. He followed the orders to go ahead and go into Kuwait. That's on record. They said, oh, go ahead. And they shut him up. Again, I'm not a fan of him. Horrible guy, but compared to some of the other Arabs, he's nothing. And so now, I thought we were going into Iraq to liberate these people. And now it's, well, if somebody takes a sniper pot shot at us, we are going to bulldoze, this has been going on for 2 years, every date palm, every tangerine orchard, everything in your town. We're going to arrest every man down to age 10. And we're going to take you to the 34 camps, the 32 camps, that have hundreds of thousands of people in them. How does that sound? And we're going to import sadistic jail guards who can't get away with rape and murder and killing in the U.S., and we're going to import them here to rule over you. And we're going to take all the Ba'athists that Saddam put into power. We're going to put all of them, except for a few of Saddam's family members, we're going to put all of them back into command. All the people you hate, the secret police you hate. And then we're going to appoint 300-plus leaders over you. Then we're going to say that we're having an election. And then we're going to kill anybody that runs for election against our candidates. And then when our media picks up on it, we'll just say, well, we can't tell you who's running against our candidates because of security issues. Christian Science Monitor. Imagine an election where they don't tell you who the candidates are because there is no election. But as long as we talk about an election on our news, the people will believe there's an election. So I want to talk about the psychology of a country, of people who call into talk shows saying torture, murder, kill, it's good when we do it. Number one, when our troops get captured, how are we going to say it's bad for the enemy to torture them? I guess when our airmen got shot down in Vietnam and got tortured, I guess that was okay. I don't think it's okay. I think it's bad. Oh, but the North Vietnamese said our troops were criminals, animals. They argued internationally that you're not under the Geneva Convention because you broke the rules of war. Well, that's what our government says now. So a new standard of barbarousness being sold. And 75 to 90% of those at the camps, Army's own report, are families picked up at checkpoints for not having their papers in order. We've played the clip of Tom Brokaw's last broadcast a few months ago where they have a reporter live in Fallujah. And he says, oh yes, everyone coming back into Fallujah is given a retina scan and a thumbprint. And if they're caught without their ID card, they're shot on the spot. If they're caught without their national ID card, they are killed on the spot. If they leave the immediate area around their homes, they're killed. This is after the liberation of Fallujah. Yes, liberating it. So when our troops first got there, most of the Iraqis were happy. They believed the propaganda. They believed the leaflets. They knew our government put Saddam in, but they figured, well, you know, maybe they're going to be nice to us. And then they saw that they put all the Ba'athists back into control. And then they saw stuff like this. And we've played the clips before where they're laughing as they, look at that Iraqi bleeper, that dumb woman. Watch this. Boom. Man, you see her head explode? Just a woman walking down the road. Oh, she's coming up towards our position. Let's just go ahead and shoot her. And then they laugh about it. You know, it'd be one thing if they, it'd be sick enough if they were, well, we better just go ahead and kill her. Those kids are throwing rocks. You better go ahead and machine gun them. Man, this is too bad. That'd be bad enough, but ha, I'm going to blow that kid away. I'm going to blow that woman's head off. Watch this from you know, 800 yards. I'm awesome. You know, just stop and to watch this PBS clip, and there's so many of these, where now listen to the troops. They're going, what do you got these kids with you? Why, they should be in school. This is while the country's burning weeks into the occupation. Everything's shut down. The power's off. And this guy's playing social worker. What are you doing? Hey, why don't you have those kids in school? It's a family. They're standing there by their car, caught off the side of the road, picking up some wood. And they've been ordered. No one's allowed to pick up wood. That's foraging and hurting the environment and whatever. Just not supposed to be doing it. Don't be out on the roads doing nothing. Just you're not going to heat your home or, you know, cook your food. There's a family out there, and there's their little white car out picking up scraps of wood, and so this is what happens to them. Go ahead and play the clip.
Going on when we arrived. And when we came across soldiers, they didn't seem sure of their role.
That child don't need to be here.
We filmed these GIs after they caught a group of Iraqis stealing wood.
We try to stop them from looting. They don't understand, so we'll take their car and we'll crush it. The United States Army, tankers, whoa.
Runs over, backs over, the family's crying, the troops turn and laugh at them.
That's what you get when you loot.
Later, the car's owner told us, I'm a taxi driver. The car was my livelihood.
So you've got a country that's totally shut down, the power off, everything blown to bits, and imagine this family. Let's go out and get some firewood. So they're out driving around, you see the shot, it's around some buildings, and they're foraging around for some wood. And imagine, you're standing there by your father. Your father's standing there. He's looking at these guys, and they start laughing at you. And, why aren't you in school? That's where you need to be, not following this guy. Of course, the child doesn't even understand it. They don't just run over the car. That's not enough pleasure for them. They've got to first shoot it. They just start laughing. Now we're going to run over your car. That's what you get when you loot. Now imagine that family. Most Iraqis, I've talked to Iraqis, we were back and forth between Iraq, and it's been in the foreign, even the Arab press, European press. They were pretty happy, actually. Okay, maybe the sanctions are over. We're going to get freedom. We're going to, you know, all this stuff's over. Okay, fine. And then all this happens. And somebody shoots at the American troops. And so, okay, we're going to arrest every man down to age 10 in this city of 5,000, 6,000 people. We're going to bulldoze all your fields. And there have been reports, video of it. Photos of it, the women just go out and sit with their poor children in the dust and go, I sit here and wait to die. And there's mass starvation, cholera, death, just exploding numbers. 1.5 million Iraqis died from 1991 up until 2003. And now since the liberation, it's even worse. I mean, this is a holocaust. These are human beings, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, the Pentagon knows this will make them fight. It knows this will cause the war to deepen. They don't want to win the war. It's meant to go on longer for weapon sales. It's meant to go on longer. It's order out of chaos. Folks, just like Vietnam, the documents came out on that. We weren't meant to win that. It was designed to go on forever. All of this is. That's why dozens of generals have left the Pentagon. They've gone public, known conservatives, JAG officers, heads of the Navy, and said, look, this is designed to defeat us. This isn't going to work. Torture's wrong. Gonzalez saying torture's okay is evil. It's evil. Did Jesus torture people? Did Jesus say torture people? You don't do it. And yeah, well, they're Al-Qaeda. No, they're not. But if they weren't going to be Al-Qaeda and recruited into something like that, they will be now. Which is exactly what the Pentagon document P20G says. A huge Pentagon group, $6 billion a year funding since 2002. UPIAP, just type it in, P20G, as in puppy 2, the number 2, P20G. All right? Now, this is the reality. This is the reality. They say we're going to go out and ravage and kill and kill families. And it says it. This is what's declassified, to get the Arabs to fight and to widen the war so we can invade everyone. Why, we're losing the war. We've got to have a draft. Oh, a terrorist attack has happened in America again. We've got to go into Iran and Syria. That'll finally end this. Just think about it. All right, that's enough. I've been going on and on. Bert, Louisiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
I'm down here in Louisiana, and we had this is about FEMA. We had a tornado come through here in early December, pretty much wiping out this town of Alla, okay? 1,500 people, over 200 homes damaged and destroyed, one fatality, and FEMA declined our response for financial aid yesterday. I find that horrible. These people are poor people. They don't have much down there.
Well, you know that 93% of FEMA funding is secret and has nothing to do with disaster relief. It's the shadow government. And by the way, that's admitted now. Years ago, I was a conspiracy theorist reading federal documents on air, but now that's admitted.
Well, I'm wondering where the rest of the Americans are. They need to. I'm letting this come out now so the American people can stand up and maybe help these people down here. They're telling them to go to the Salvation Army. It's devastating. My wife went through the area a week ago and said that the houses were still laying on the side of the road. Trees were stripped of bark, blown down. It looked like a nuclear holocaust, and we can't get no financial aid from these folks. But yet we send our money over to the tsunamis over here, and we're going to rebuild all these resorts for these wealthy people to go vacationing in, when this is a poor little town here in Louisiana where the people don't have anything.
Well, I'll tell you this. We pay our taxes, supposedly, so we'll get these services, but the services are all nothing but new taxing mechanisms. You know, they call the IRS a service. They call the new toll roads going in nationwide the new service. It's all service. They're going to service you, give you something. I guess the French cutting people's heads off during the French Revolution, it was a service, or falling off a cliff is a service. But look, they're getting ready to take the pension funds. They've changed the rules so you don't own your pension funds, your private pension funds. They're raiding Social Security. It's mass looting, sir. And the new CIA report came out this weekend saying, yes, America will go to second world and third world status for the next 25 years. We are being deindustrialized. We are being shut down.
And
this is an internal CIA report got leaked. Now it's in the mainstream news. They don't give it a lot of attention, but there are some good analysts there. And look, America's cooked. But we won't even know we're cooked while it's happening, because they'll still tell us we're number one while they're taking everything we got. That's what the tyranny's about, so they can have their way with us.
Well, you know, this forced medication, too. I live here in Louisiana. My daughter lives in Illinois, and she was diagnosed with bipolar last year. And I took 2 months and went up there and stayed with her, and she was in the hospital and so on and so forth. The hospital had sent her paper for me to fill out, and they wanted to have testing done on myself while I was there. And I had been there a couple months.
So let me ask you, your daughter was depressed, went on drugs, and then got even more depressed?
Oh, yes, and I'm working with...
See, it's always the same. Somebody's a little depressed, they go get on the medication, then they get completely depressed because their own studies show it actually makes you worse. Then they put you on 2, 3, 4 medications, then you start having seizures, and you go on Depakote. And
she was on Depakote, and I spent many...
I know it all. I'm sorry I have to say that, but on this subject, I know what they do. I know their pattern. I don't know a lot, but when it comes to how they operate, I frankly know, just that it's not very arrogant, but it's sick. It's sick to know how criminal they are. When it comes to this drugging stuff, I really know their whole program. And so what they do is, you have a car wreck, you've got breast cancer, you break a leg, and the insurance company goes, we don't really want to fix that, we just want to put you on drugs. Then you flip out, then they hospitalize you.
Exactly.
Just for those that just tuned in, tell me the chain of events with your daughter, how this played out.
Well, she had called me several times, and I could tell that something was wrong, either drugs or combination of drugs or illness, and the mother up there didn't know what to do, so I explained to her.
Talked to her. How did this start? Did she first get on the drugs?
How'd she get on the drugs? They committed her to the hospital up there, ICU.
But before that, was she on drugs?
No, sir. No,
okay,
sir.
Then I was wrong. See, I don't know it all.
No, she was not on drugs. And
Did you know, though? Are you sure she wasn't seeing a psychologist?
No, she wasn't. Not at all. Well, you know, we didn't know whether it was drugs from the street that was causing this, or she was on drugs or alcohol.
Well, what was she doing that needed her to be committed?
Well, she was out in the street, and she was the neighbors, and she was putting stuff in the swimming pool, like tomatoes and the stuff she was growing outside. And she was acting bizarre and having bizarre mood swings and so on and so forth. I mean, really bizarre situation. And we didn't know whether she was on drugs from the street, so I told my wife before the police got her, because they didn't know what was wrong with her and beat her down or took her to jail to take her to the hospital and have her checked out. Well, there's a program up in Illinois at the University of Illinois that...
But let me stop you. Why did they put her on Depakote?
Why did they put her on Depakote?
Was I right about that? Like, after they put her on some drugs, then they put her on the Depakote?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There were several different drugs, and Depakote was the one I remember for sure.
Yeah.
And I read up on Depakote because, I stayed there 2 months with her. And some of the side effects of Depakote.
So that came after they put her on the first ones, though.
Right.
Yeah, this is part of the zombification. They put you on these others, and then you totally break down even worse, then they put you on the Depakote.
Right, and there's been several. I mean, this has been about a year and a half or 2 years now that she's been. There's been several.
You need to get your daughter out of there, bring her down to Louisiana, and get her in a good church.
Exactly. I'm working with her now.
Look, if you don't get your daughter out of there, they're going to fry her brain.
Exactly. And then they're going to work on their little child, I'm trying to tell her.
Did your daughter, was she kind of into the counterculture?
What's that mean, Alex?
How'd she dress?
She dressed conservative.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hour is coming up, and I'm really going to try to blitz through your calls. I want to take maybe 20 calls the next hour and also cover a smattering of important news and information, but I want to hear from callers and talk about whatever you want. But I want to hear from callers about torture. You know, how it's bad when Joseph Mengele of the Nazis or or the North Koreans torture somebody, or when the North Vietnamese torture somebody, but it's good when our government does. It's loving. It's helpful. It's mom and apple pie and baseball. I mean, you need to get past the doublethink. I want to hear from you on this. And have you seen the mass promotion of it in the media, in fiction and nonfiction? Before we go back and let Bert finish up very quickly, I'm going to try to jam Steve, Ross, and others in here. Listen, I've got PrisonPlanet.tv. We're fighting the prison planet. We're fighting turning the Earth into a prison planet. PrisonPlanet.tv, all my films, so many other great videos, my best audio interviews, a whole bunch of e-books up there. 15 cents a day if you sign up for a year. 19 cents a day if you sign up for a monthly subscription. And it also helps us pay for all the bandwidth. It's an incredible site, PrisonPlanet.tv. Go sign up today. So much new stuff added. Just go look at all of it and look what we have to offer. You want a real education on the New World Order? Want your own little private TV station you can watch with unfettered, unfiltered news? Also, if you want hard copies of any of the 11 films I've made or any of the other great videos I've carried about government-sponsored terror, 9/11, the police state, the UN, the false left-right paradigm, they're all on Infowars.com. Just go peruse the shopping cart, read about the different films, the different titles, watch free clips of the films, and then order some of them and get copies of them and make copies of those copies you buy from me and give them to people. Put them on Access TV. It's having a big effect. Or call toll-free to get Road to Tyranny or Masters of Terror or Police State 3 Total Enslavement or Matrixes of Evil or Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. Take action. 1-888-253-3139. Only exposure of the globalists can stop them. 888-253-3139. All right, let's go ahead and talk. Finish up, Bert, about your daughter.
Yes, I'd like to give one example to the people about this medication. When I first got my daughter out of the psychiatric ward, we went out in the public, and I'm telling you, literally, people would come across us and run. Because my daughter was so medicated that you could tell she wasn't right from a distance. And when we approached people, they would actually literally run from us. And that was heartbreaking.
So she looked like a zombie.
Oh, yeah.
Well, be careful how she goes off the drugs. Do it under a doctor's care, a medical doctor's care, not these quacks.
Well, you know, Alex, she got herself off the drugs, and I talked to her today, and I could communicate with her. She seems normal today.
Good. Happy ending, Bert. Got to let you go.
Have a good day.
Take care. Steve in Tennessee. Steve, go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to let you know, I was on Klonopin. They put me on that for anti-anxiety, because I had anxiety attacks, and I was on the lowest dosage, and that made me a zombie.
Were you drinking a lot of caffeine before you had the anxiety attacks?
I've always drank a lot of caffeine.
Well, sir, anyway. I mean, see, and again, they don't tell you the basic stuff that'll stop it. If you have anxiety attacks, the number one cause, and this is caffeine. Medical information, is overconsumption of caffeine. Stop drinking caffeine.
Well, that's what I did, and
you don't. Oh,
went
you
away.
Already knew that. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I did. Because my grandmother told me, she says, well, you could have too much caffeine, so you better stop. So cut your intake gradually, because then you can get off that stuff. So it was. Oh my God. You know,
you take too much speed, and again, I'm a user of coffee, one cup a day. I'm actually working 20 hours, and this is not an exaggeration. I'm working 19 hours a day right now, so I'm having a cup at 8 in the morning, and I'm having a cup at like 10 o'clock at night. So I'm actually using speed right now to finish this new film, but go ahead.
Well, I'll just talk about the Klonopin. The lowest dosage made me a zombie. I couldn't, it killed my creativity. It killed everything. And I said to the doctor, I said, take me off this. It's not doing me any good. And he says, okay, well, there you go. I had a question for you.
Stay there. We're going to come back and start the second hour, and I'm going to just start ramming through your calls. Steve, Ross, Barney, Tim, and others, 1-800-259-9231. Hello, folks.